So we seek a descender of VOA in Debele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC. Olamukela kustudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 24 kumpalakazi 2017 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
usiko lwakhe zibi lezenzo zakhe lesibanjalo sakhe ngabantu banye abana futhi ngaze ngithi umgaweni angaze abe ngcono ngoba yena umuntu ngumuntu owephambili but engemva ukamkhaya angeke ngimthelele ngeke.
Umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo ele-People's Democratic Union, uMnumzana Christopher Sivindi, lamhla utshele intatheli izindaba ukuthi kaboni uMongameli Mnangagwa egcwaliswa isithembiso sakhe sokuthi kuqhutshwe ukhetho olukhululekileyo.
Sibatshela-ke abahambayo abaya emakhaya ukuphepha, ukuphepha ezindleleni nabasalayo besale beziphathe kahle beze bebuye siqale ngaminyaka singabaphilayo.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe kanye lezisebizweni zilungiselela ilanga lekhisimusi kusasa. Ababengabaphathi ntambo bakahulumente uMnumzana Jason Machaya noMnumzana Joseph Mate bengadlalela ikhisimusi ejeli ngoba belokhu bevalelwe esitokisini besetheswa icala lenkohlakalo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Kheli webandla eliphikisayo ele-People's Democratic Union, uMnumzana Christopher Sivindi, lamhla utshele intatheli izindaba ukuthi kaboni uMongameli Mnangagwa egcwalisa isithembiso sakhe sokuthi kuqhutshwe ukhetho oluza kwemukelwa ngumuntu wonke ngoba luqhutshwe ngendlela efaneleyo. UMavis Kamau sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
USivindi uthi sekuzambela uZulu weZimbabwe alungiselele ukuqondana lababubutho ababeka umlando wokusekela lokulondoloza ibandla leZANU-PF. Emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba wokuveza injongo yebandla lakhe ekuthini lizophathe kanjani kukhetho luka-2018 owenzelwe eHarare Club. USivindi uthe kamthembi uMongameli Mnangagwa ekuzigcwaliseni lezo zithembiso ngoba efana nje lobe ngumongameli eminyakeni yangemuva uMnumzana Robert Mugabe.
Engawuthiwa into yokuzalana ngiyaxolisa ukuthi ngizawuthi uyabe efana lomnawayo. So usiko lwakhe zibi lezenzo zakhe lesibanjalo sakhe ngabantu banye abana futhi ngaze ngithi umgaweni angaze abe ngcono ngoba yena umuntu ngumuntu owayephambili but engemva ukamkhaya angeke ngimthebe ngeke.
USivindi uthi yena lebandla lakhe bazangena ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo bancintise kuzo zonke izigaba zalo.
Kukhetho sangena kakhulu kule nto esizibeke esilungisayo kahle esizibeke in place ukuze ma kubonakala abantu abathwele izibhamu kuthiwa bangama-whole veteran ezindaweni sazi ukuthi sisebenza labo kanjani asivela zinike sikusebenze asuzesukuyekele kusenzakalo.
La mazwi asekelwe ngesinye seziphathamandla eHarare uMnumzana Onias Bebe othi kuvele kusobala ukuba eleZANU-PF lizanqoba kulolu khetho noma kanjani. UMnumzana Bebe uthi ukungeniswa kwabakubutho kuzikhundla zokukhankasela ibandla elibusayo kungenye yendlela ezosetshenziswa ukubona ukuthi liyanqoba kulolu khetho luka-2018.
iZANU-PF izawina mabachiya amathiwa beyenza ama-sanctions bona becampaign ngapha becampaign ukuthi kona begijima besalenza amakhampeni bengakhampeni. No, this guy is right. He's seen into ukuthi akula muntu la asiwaboni thina. It's just vote registering kodwa ke zivezele ukuthi bavotele ubani. Bavotele iZANU-PF bonke ababuregister baregistele ukuthi bevotele iZANU-PF. iZANU-PF yawina futhi next time, trust me.
UMongameli Mnangagwa uthembisa uZulu ukuba kuzoqhutshwa ukhetho ngendlela eyiyo inkulumo ahlezi engayo kusukela ingena esikhundleni sokuba ngumongameli welizwe. Kodwa abamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo ahlezi esithi kumele kube lenguquko kundlela ukhetho oluqhutshwa ngayo kuqala kwezemithetho yakhona yona abahlezi bekhala ngayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Ababe nga papati ntambo baga hulumende umnumzana Jason Machaya umnumzana Joseph Mate bengadlalela ikhisimusi ejele ngoba belokhu bevalelwe esitokisini besetheswa icala lenkohlakalo. Umnumzana Machaya wayengusiba lukhulu weMidlands uvalelwe esitokisini seGogwe Prison eGogwe Center. Umnumzana Mate wayengumphathi ntambo ogatsha lukahulumende lwezokulima uvalelwe enkambeni yamapholisa eHarare. Abaphathi ntambo abambalwa babotshiwe kunyanga edluleyo selokhu umnumzana Mnangagwa wathatha intambo zombuso esithi ufuna ukuqeda ukungathembeki elizweni. Unobhala jikelele webandla le-MDCT umnumzana Douglas Monsora lamhla utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi iphephandaba le-Newsday alilobanga iqiniso elipheleleyo ngodaba lokwabiwa kwezikhundla kubandla le-MDC kanye lelomanyano we-MDC Alliance. Umnumzana Monsora uthi usechazisele ibandla lakhe ukuthi yena wayesithi i-MDCT izakhetha abazamela izigaba zonke elizweni kukhetho oluzayo, okutsho ukuthi kungakhethwa owe-MDC Alliance, owe-MDCT uzasuka amtshiyele leyo ndawo yokuncintisa. Uthi kachongo ukuthi abananzi umanyano we-MDC Alliance. Izolo bese kungani kuqhamuke kungazwisisani lapho umnumzana Tshangirai ethule umbiko obutshengisa ukucunuka okukhulu ngalolu daba esithi umnumzana Monsora ubezikhulumela umbono wakhe nje. Osomabhizimusi bamabhasi lemichova bathi ibhizimusi inhle kakhulu kulandela ukukhwezwa kwabo intengo yokuya emaphandleni ehlukeneyo. Intathe zindaba yethu bathabile masuku sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uphenyo olwenziwe yiStudio 7 emarenkini enkulumane complex kanye ledolobheni luveze ukuthi abahambi bayagada amabhasi lanxa intengo ikhweziwe. Usomabhizimusi oxoxe leStudio 7 umnumzana Andrew Nyengani uthe ibhizimusi inengi ngalesi sikhathi.
Sina sivele sikhwezile ngalesi sikhathi ngoba i-business yethu vele iba labantu abaningi kumbe ngathi le demand ngezikhathi zamakhefu. Yikho lapha lathi senza khona imali. Phakathi kwesikhathi siyabe siphomba ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bazi ukuthi kulamabhasi ahamba esiye emakhaya. Yikho khathi sikhwezile ngoba abantu baningi abavele behamba le mpahla njalo ziningi. Sihamba sitshaya ama-trip engathi ngama-one way. Yikho sikhwezile le mali yakhona ngoba nxa siphenduka sivele emakhaya siphenduka kuvele kungela muntu.
Omunye usomabhizimusi umnumzana Matthew Sibanda uthe imali yokugada amabhasi ikhwelile kuzo zonke indawo njalo ibhizimusi iyahamba okwenyanga yonale.
Misikula amalanga ikhanyakala iyahamba okweminyanga yonale uDisember kusiya kuJanuwari ngoba kuyaphithizela abantu baye emakhaya. Amabhasi bonke sekubhizinisi ye-transport hayi kuyasebenzeka but bakhala nge-transport ubana ama-price akhuphukile abantu okugibela amabhasi besiya emakhaya ukuyabona izihlobo zabo. Ngaleyo ndlela lathi kunzima ukuthi sithi ama-price angakhuphuki ngoba khanyakala i-demand enkulu kakhulu ku-transport ebekuhambisa abantu ngendawo zabo ezijiyeneze emakhaya.
Unkosikazi Dudu Mdluli obegada ibhasi eya eKhezi uthi abanye abamabhasi abavumi ukubhadalwa nge-eco cash.
Mina ngiyakhala kakhulu ibhasi yakithi eKhezi lapha ikhwelile from $8 yafika ku-$12 singakakhubali le mpahla khona lapho, so imali zakhona seziziningi kakhulu and bafuna le cash lokuthi ayithatha ngakhathesi asazi. Siyakhala kakhulu ngentengo le, so ngathi uhulumende omutsha lo angayehlisa intengo lezi sigade ngama-price ayiwo and basivumele lokuthi sigade ngabo i-eco cash.
Evumelana lomdluli unkosikazi Maria Bebe uthe imali ikhweziwe kakhulu okuza kwenza ukuthi basale belohlupho lokuswela imali ngenyanga kaZibandlela oludume ngokuthi yi-January disease.
Thina besigayela ukugada ibhasi ngama-$10 nxa sisiye emakhaya konke kundawonye le-luggage, kodwa kathesi sesitshajwa ukuthi umuntu ulele i-price yakhe le-luggage le-price yakho okusuka kube nzima cause imali yangkhona isukube ningi ngapha befuna i-cash. Abantu saye sesikhala singasela mali ze-school fees into eziningi ngoba zasezifunakala ngo-January. Lokhu kunzima kakhulu, besingacela ukuthi behlise intengo kancane.
Osakhulayo obegada ibhasi eya eLupane unkosikazi Thokozile Nyathi uvumelane lo Bebe lomdluli.
Tini intengo yamabhasi price yamabhasi selupani sichayile kakhulu ngapho bafuna le cash singalayo le cash yakhona ibhasi ekhwelisuka ku $8 siya ku $12 becharge beza charge le luggage yodwa so kusehlula kakhulu ngoba sebesifuna le mali yokuba chiyela ekhaya esigaya sesifela lokuthi bachiyele ngoba yonke imali yami siphelele emabhasini.
Ngamakhefu ekhisimusi minyaka yonke, imali zokugada ziyakhwezwa mahlayana nje, njalo uhulumende kathathi manyathelo okuqondisa lokhu. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngikoBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Linjani mahlabezulu, linjani zulu kandaba. Sifisa ukulibikela ukuthi silethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe suku zonke ngo 6 a.m., 2 p.m. lango 7 p.m. eZimbabwe. Lisibamba kumakakasi ati 909 meter wave 4930 15580 laku 6080 shortwave frequencies. Lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ku Facebook ukhasi lethule VOA Ndebele. Land of sunshine.
AbeZimbabwe abahlala kwele South Africa abangayanga ekhaya sebeqalisile ukuqhuba amagigi ekhisimusi achiyeneyo kuqhonswa imiculo yasekhaya lemigido. Iningi labo lithi ikhisimusi enhle kuzihlobo labangane ekhaya. UBenedict Mhlapho sipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Sekusele nje amahola ambalwa ukuthi liye kusele ekhisimusi kodwa kuningi labeZimbabwe eJohannesburg amagigi ekhisimusi kudala eqalile. Iningi labo baphuma baya endaweni zokuzithokozisa ukugoqela iZuluk lapho othola khona bengamaqenjaqenjana uzwe nje ngomculo wasekhaya ukuthi laba ngabakwelikamzilikazi. Abanye baqhuba amagigi la ezindlini zabo. Amalungu enhlanganiso yabalobi bakithi ngabanye ababe legigi egoli. Isizalwane seZimbabwe uNkosazana Mesibundla laye obeyingxenye yala magigi uthi baquqa la magigi njengendlela yokuhlangana njengezalwane zeZimbabwe besemukela ukhisimusi.
Sinempe well eyokuvalelisana phela umnyaka sijabula sibonga bonke esesibenzele esibulekiko. Sifisela ke abahambayo abaye emakhaya ukuphepha, ukuphepha ezindleleni labasalayo besale bezikhathi kahle beze bebuye siqale njalo umnyaka singabasilayo khona.
Usonkondlo weZimbabwe waziwayo umnumzana Bonganincube yena uthi unengi labo yiyo indlela abavala ngayo umnyaka.
Siyabula namhlanje kulusuku lokuvalelisana abaya emakhaya sibavisela ihlahla kubo bonke abazabayokwenza abazali emakhaya sibavisela ihlahla singathi bangadlala kuhle size sihlangane futhi ngonyaka ozayo singabaphilileyo sonke siqhubeke ngomsebenzi omuhle esikwenzayo ukuvuselela ulimi lwakithi.
Nkosazana Sibonginkosi Ndlovu yena uthi lobanje bengaphumelelanga ukuya ekhaya ngezizathu ezijeneyo izinhliziyo zikhonale esihlotsheni lebanganini.
Sicela bonke abasekhaya abaya ekhaya uhambo oluhle futhi labasekhamba sisemkhisimo somuhle labahambayo ngibabuye bekhumbule ukusebenza khonale elime bengajikelelakanaeiai.
Kuningi lala magigi kuyosiwa kudliwa zonke ezifela emlonyeni ongazicabanga kanti abanathayo inlimi bahle bazifathike ezambeni ukuze babunkunkuluze kahle. Abagida bona bathi liyazeleke ukuthi chatha elakusasa bengakabuquthi. Melestudio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa ngingoBenedict Mhlapho.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Okwamanje sengilitshiya ezandleni zika Michael Ove weStudio 7 esethulela iziphathelane labasakhulayo.
Yikudibana kohlelo labasakhulayo, ngingu Michael Ove. Yho, bafethu.
sekulesikhathi singakaxhumana. Kodwa hayi, sengibuyile uhlelo leuthandayo. Namhlanje kuhlelo siphatha udaba mayelana ngokukhethwa osekwenzwe ngu-retired General Chiwenga kanye lomnumzana Kembo Mohati ukuthi babe ngabasekeli bakamongameli Mnangagwa kubanda elibusayo. Ngifuna ukuza ukuthi abontanga njalo umphakathini wakomthwakazi lithini ngalokho. Ngixoxa lo Zenzo Nyoni ongisakhulayo olwela amalungelo abontanga. Nyoni Nyoni, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga bhuti wami. As young people, bhuti wami, we are very much concerned. For us, we are very much concerned. Yes, kusithethe kusifake esibangeni sokuphelelwa ngoba lokho kusithengisa ukuthi lokho it's a clear coup eyenzakeleyo elizweni ngobana ngokuthatha uChiwenga efakwe esiba engumsekeli kamongameli. Kithi thina njengobontanga kusikhombisa ukuthi kuyindlela obongwa ngayo as of now. I say I'm esingathi it's an independent institute. It's an army that is biased, affiliate with the ruling party. And njengama-citizens, njengabontanga, kusithengisa ukuthi kutho ukuthi njengama-parties akhona, nxa uvele ungasela budlelwano lwe-army, awusoze uyenelise ukuma ukhuluma iqiniso njengesimeli selizwe esizama ukuthi silungisise ilizwe.
Singakhangela i-timeline ekhona since umongameli odlule umnumzana uMgabe washiya umsebenzi. A lot has happened. Isibonelo luhlelo lwabo i-Operation Restore Legacy esanda ukugqiba. Do you not think ukuthi ukungena okwenziwe yi-army kuyinto esesize abantu eZimbabwe?
Ngiyabonga ePut Mike. Lelo kahle uqiniso kwasivumelani ePut Mike. I think nxa yona i-antithi is restoring in i-order or whatever legacy, it's automatically dismally to us as young people. Ngoba sibonile thina imbada diamond ibingagcinwanga uchombo ibigcine iarmy. We need to know ukuthi ama-diamond embada aphelela ngaphi. Abantu abahlukunyezwe abaxotshwa ezigabeni zabo namanje bayahlupheka labana bantu.
Yini umbono wakho mayelana lokukhethwa osekwenziwe u-retired General Chiwenga kanye lo Kembo Mohadi ukuthi babe ngabasekeli bakamongameli kubandla elibusayo?
Kakhulu ngizakhuluma ngoChiwenga. I think now it's his turn ukuthi abongwe. Vele into ekade ivele i-strategize before, with my own understanding as an individual, because I don't foresee mina commander of the army after what he has done as siba ngu deputy president of the country, and at the same time Major General Moyo like as siba ku foreign affairs. Already it tells us as young people that this is a military rule.
Ubona ngani ukhetho loluzabe lukhetho olukhululekileyo na njengalokho okushiwe ngumongameli Mnangagwa?
But Mike, asilabo ubufakazi obubhaliweyo kumbe sesibubonile esingathi thina uMnangagwa usithembisa iqiniso. Ukhuluma okokudinga ama-investors and more so sokule army amasotha amabutho, abantu sebehlebele panic yokuthi ngcono sibavotele ngoba laba abantu anilibona ukuthi ubayenze nomgaba umuntu atengaphumiyo pho thina bazasenzani.
Hayi Nyoni, ngikuzwile kahle, ngabonga kakhulu, bekuhle ukuba la uhlelo ndaba.
Ngiyabonga mfowethu Mike.
Bafethu, singakagqibi uhlelo wathi ngibala imilayezelo yenu elifake kukhasi lethu ele-VOA Ndebele ebulenjini obe-Facebook ngodaba lolu. Siyabonga kakhulu ngama-comments. Uthi Nasho Mkhoni uthi, maybe bazatshintsha isimo somnotho welizwe lethu, bazaletha umsebenzi kuzulu wonke weZimbabwe. Umdluli nomduduzi Felistus Nonhlanhla yena uthi, one vice president is all right. Mdluli, ngiyakuzwa baba. Umelusi Midlamini uthi, sekuzikhanyela ukuthi kwakukhuphule. Ukhanya ngani, eyi, uDlamini uyavumelana kanye lo Nyoni. Hayi bafethu, isikhathi sesiphelile, masidibane ngeviki ezayo. Same place, same time. Ngiyalifisela nonke ikhisimusi enhle, mthwakazi omuhle olivalelisayo. NguMichael Lilale.
Sizweni uGibbs Dube esethulela ezamasiko lokuphila kwabantu.
Benganamasiko
wenziwe
manje lobaba mkhulu.
Lokudaba kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu sizo zonke. Namhla ke sixoxa ngodaba oqhathekileyo kakhulu, udaba lokuthi nxa uthando soluphelele endlini Paul uvuzelelwa njani. Nenhlahla ngoba ngilonkosikazi Joyce Mncube ukhona ngale ke eJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Kuzobuya ke ubaba usikhumbuzo moyo laye ukhona ngale kwele South Africa. Mncube lichona njani?
Siyachona baba.
Ye baba moyo ungawuchona njani?
Siyachona njani.
Hayi kulungile moya. So sikhaze ngawe ke nkosikazi Mncube, akutsho ukuthi uthando lungazoluphela sibele endlini, luvuselelwa njani?
oya benga sela chado uvawa orogu mama lap. Valu pela nga zonke, kuya uzo ba kutipenda futu kusiku pela nga ipi ndela giti.
Mm-hmm.
So ifu kupela angazi ukuthi ngakubeka ngithini kahle kahle ngoba kuyadependa ifu kunokuthi kunokujolelana phakathi ngibeke kanjalo ngithi ukuthi ma sithi lesi oro yibe ngijolayo oro ubaba ojolayo lapho yikho kugcina khona uthando lwakhona lungasekho right endlini.
Aha. Pho-ke kuvuzelelwa njani ngaso kunjalo?
Liyahlala phansi lo baba libize umuntu omdala veli libike udaba lweni libe selimchazela nalo umuntu omdala ngiyozolilungisa-ke udaba lweni ukuthi luba njani uthando lweni luvuselele.
Ye, baba moyo uyazivela lapha-ke ukuthi kukhona khona okungahlupha kuvuselelwa njani nxa kunjani?
Ukuthi kuyatshiyana ukuphela kwakhona lungakuphela kokuthi kukhona kokuthi khona indaba ekhona elihluphana eyenziwa ngomunye wenu phakathi kwenu yilo oluvuselelwayo. Kodwa lokhu kuphela kusoluphelile ukuthi omunye kaliselalo uthande komunye. Ha, kusuka kube yinkinga luvuseleleko linjalo ngaze kungenele umuntu omdala kungenele amakhansilala. Ngeke liphele, ngabe liphelile, ngeke kube kubambana ukuthi omunye uvele kasathandi yena uthande ukuthi alikho luphelile. Ma kuyinto yokuthi yinto encane nje elungisesekayo kufanele lilungisise yona leyo nto. Then kube sokubuyelelana sokuyahamba kusiya phambili.
Ye, siyabona ukuthi-ke nkosikazi Mncube esilungwini wezwa kuthiwa-ke ngisakhipho wami siyekwenza kulokhu kuthiwa yidina kumbe ngimkhiphe ama-out. So akutsho ukuthi yikho phela lokhu kuba seluthando ukuthi luhlale lukhona.
Hayi, lokhu ngezinye indlela kuyabe kuyikuhlanganisa ifu kumbe libe lingasakhulumisana endlini ngoba layo liyifamily layo lingekho two. So ngayenza ukuthi ube yi-3, 4, 5 akithi. So kuzoyenza ukuthi la ugcine injani ixoxisana njalo kukhulule inhliziyo ugcine lawo leyana into iya ideda enhliziyweni yakho or kuyinto ade ibambile enhliziyweni yakho.
Aha, baba moyo
uthando nginyamazane engingatsho ngathi ma ngiyi-discuss ukuthi inkalakatha amanga wona amanga akaze abe right ukuthi omunye uyabe sephambukile entweni elalizithembisene ukuthi lizozenza. Yikho isikhathi esiningi okusuka kube yinkinga ukuthi ma kukhulunywa amanga wona amanga azavela abuya avele egceke so yiwenza abantu bagcine bengasawelelayo.
Nkosikazi Mncube,
mina engikushoyo ukuthi abantu vele kulungile ukuthi ifuku liphambanisana lihlale phansi likhulumisane nobunye wakho lixolisane kuqhubeke njalo ngothando.
Lamafitshane baba moyo,
ikakhulu uthando lwami sukwakhiwa ngomama ukwenza into ezinhle ezifunwa ngobaba nokulalela yena ongiwamlandayo ungalaleli kakhulu abantu bangaphandle. Uma ulalela yena kuzokwenza uthando lwakho luqine.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu-ke ntatha leli thuba ukuthi mbonge ubaba uSikhumbuzo Moyo ukhona ngale-ke kule South Africa ingcweti kwezamasiko esintu. Mbonge-ke lo mama-ke uRejoice Mncube khona ngale-ke eJohannesburg laye. Lingathino lakusasa zihlobo zami mbokele kakhulu.
Hayi, lathi siyabonga.
Oliver lisemoyeni ngenjabulo umthembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube Lilali.
Siyabonga Gibbs. Iqembu leZebra Revolution yilo elinqobe umncintiswano wenguqu oqoqwe inhlanganiso yeFortune Fokoza Ncube Foundation ebunjwe ngumdlali osewathatha umhlala phansi uFortune Fokoza Ncube oqhutshelwe elokitshini laseNtombane ngomgqibelo. Intathe yezindaba ethu ezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uncube uthi usungule iFortune Fokoza Ncube Foundation ngoba izama ukuba ancede umphakathi weNtumbane njengomuntu ozalelwe wakhulela khona njalo waqala khona ukudlala ibhola. Uthi kuyamdanisa kakhulu ukubona inkundla akhula idlalela kuyo ingasasetshenziswa abasakhulayo sebetshonela ukuganga.
INtumbane iyaziwa nge-high drug abuse, so ngizama ukuthi khona ngincedisane le-community yethu ukuthi sikhiphe abantwana labo esimweni esinjengasona leso lokugcina behambe emajele. So yinto engizama ukuthi ngiyilungise.
amaqembu abafana baleminyaka elichimilane aphathe umncintiswano wokuqala uqoqwe inhlanganiso ye Fortune for Woza Ncube Foundation ophiwe igama elithi Fortune for Woza Ncube Foundation Invitational Tournament ngabalisayo le City Rovers ele Zebra Revolution ele Famza kanye le Young Flying Stars. Kusigaba se semifinal iqembu le Zebra Revolution linqobe le City Rovers nge 2-1 kuthe le Young Flying Stars linqobe le Famza nge 4-3 ngemva kokuchaya kwembekwa. Kufinal iqembu le Zebra Revolution okuliqembu lomdlali weqembu le FC Platinum uMkhokheli Dube linqobe ele Young Flying Stars okuliqembu lomdlali osewathatha umhlala phansi uColin Nyambiya nge 3-2. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association Bulawayo Province uMkhululi Mthunzi utshayele ihlombe abadlali asebathatha umhlala phansi abalenhlelo zokuthuthukisa umdlalo wenguqu endaweni abakhulela kuzo.
Bona ama former players amaningi ebuya back ku community abakhulisayo bezoplawa back ubiya did the same. I was also invited to Plumtree kule jakuthiwa ngulucky Mkhosana laye wenza khonoko okufanayo namhla sibona uFokoza laye esenza the same thing. So we are seeing a trend ukuthi abafana they are coming back and trying to help abana wabo.
Inhlanganiso yeFortune for Woza Ncube Foundation iphe imvuzo kubadlali abaqhube kuhle ekupheleni komncintiswano. Njalo lapha ngabagoqela uMasimba Khwatara weqembu leYoung Flying Stars, yena okhethwe ukuba yiplayer of the tournament. Unozinto oncinte abanye nguPrince Nsingo, ohlohleka nenye nguWilliam Makasa. Umqeqeshi osebenze kuhle kakhulu nguBekithemba Biwi weqembu leZebra Revolution. Umdlali obekhahlela ibhola ngendlela enathisa amanzi nguBlessing Ncube weqembu leCity Rovers. Ukuthi ohlohle igoli elimangalise izibukeli nguPrince Dube weqembu leZebra Revolution. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Ufuna ukuthi wonke umuntu olapha ebhasini ngimbonele ithikethi lakhe esandleni ongelalo ehlike isikwanga phambili akula story. Kanti wena Masalu wangikhangela ngelihle ngani uyangifanisa ngithi asibhadale nini imoto yamakhiwa phela lami imoto leyo kayiso yami. Hawu
uthola mcenyana ngisho kuwe kodanida akungimisele umthengi ngifuna ukuyazinceda khona phansi ngisile mntanami.
Okay, ngakulunqedo kuphela Masalu, don't worry. Kanti uzakunqeda wedwa njani? Baza uya baza kunqeda, okay?
Ngiyajani ngilencane. Hawu.
Kanti vele wona mama babe sihlangathi ngesikhathi sama holiday befuna ukuthi sifundisa nje. Asifuni ukufika ekhaya inkukhu sezivalelwe thina. Hawu.
Hayi, hayi, hayi. Lingabangenza so. Anti lami kade ngizolungisa ama certificate abantu abami. Kanti ngiyakwazi ukuthi ama certificate ayakhanda ngalanga kulezi insuku. Selifuna ukuthi abana abantwana basikotshe esikolweni befunda. Kanti ninjani?
Mama uhlaza choko akula office evuliweyo ngalezi nsuku zeholiday yijuku kuphela yokuzotshayimela ibonus yethu. Unyawo yetankini driver yatela amafutha mfana wami atshintsha amagiya ingabheka ngizakufakazela bana mkuma banza kunaka bana njazi zimizazibaisi banziyalaka badi kubama jaiziyalakisa. Rakanangana nemi bo pamaranda naika nata lisukuda any sending passenger saka munhu wese ngagari pasi tichange kufamba koimi mama makagogara pa passenger nata lisukuda sending passenger indaba
hai tajaila kedu tavane chinovo changu atizvipono ndizvavanhurume vanhu kachi vanogara pasi.
Umculo lamoyi uPaul Matavire ngesikhathi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe kanye lezi selizweni zilungiselela ilanga lekhisimusi kusasa. selugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa yenau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.